residential technology, lighting specialist to architect, residential tech.
Welcome to Residential Tech Talks. I'm Jeremy Glowacki, executive editor of Residential Tech Today. On this week's podcast, Anna DeMayo joins us to discuss the recent news that her company, Racepoint Energy, has been acquired by smart home innovator Savant and renamed Savant Power. Racepoint Energy was founded in 2015 by Savant's current chairman and CEO, Bob Madonna, during a time when he had stepped away from running Savant's day-to-day operations, turning his attention toward innovating smart electrical panels and automated power and storage solutions. With its newest acquisition, Savant now has a fully integrated and scalable software platform to manage distributed energy resources such as solar, storage, and flexible load management. Here today to provide more insight into all of this and more is Savant Power President Anna DeMayo. Anna, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Anna, for those who are unfamiliar with the history of Racepoint Energy and what the company has been doing for the past few years, can you give us like kind of a thumbnail sketch, maybe something you would tell somebody at a cocktail party that said, what do you do for a living? What's your company?
Sure, be happy to. So Racepoint was founded actually based on work working with utilities and community energy around the ability to manage demand for utilities to help balance the grid. As many people know, the grid is going through a big change right now, a shift in how power is generated and consumed. And a lot of us are struggling with power outages, whether it's because of wildfires or what happened in Texas with cold weather. So the idea is that if we can manage more demand and couple that with renewable sources of power, solar and wind that is generated by nature, but then stored in batteries, we can improve the grid. So this is work that I was doing in the academic sector. Bob came along having been an innovator and a leader in control in the luxury space around smart homes for luxury. He and I got talking about the changing utility grid. And what he saw is really the Savant consumer base being the early adopters of this technology, which was just so fortunate because, you know, back 5 or 6 years ago when Racepoint started, prices for batteries were still quite high and homeowners weren't quite as in tune with the idea of the smart home. But in the luxury space, in the Savant world, they were. Mm-hmm. And so what Bob saw is that the energy piece of the puzzle was really really the third leg of the stool to smart home for Savant customers. So what does that mean? What does that do? It's the idea of being able to monitor and control all the power in your home, and then to couple that with storage and solar and renewable sources of energy to allow for that resiliency piece. So when the grid goes down, you still have power in your home. And so Savant with Racepoint Energy has spent the last 5 or 6 years really proving out that technology. And so we do it with our smart electrical panel. Mm-hmm. So this is a panel. Think of your regular electrical panel that's in your basement or in your garage, and you open it up and there's a mess of chicken scratch that tells you what all the loads are. And now think about that coming into the 21st century, right? Where you have digital readouts of what each load is, what the power is, and then you have a really intuitive user experience that shows you all of your energy in real time. And then now we add to that backup storage, mm-hmm. right? So now we have the second part of our product offering, our microgrids, and we have the scalable solution. So we go from small microgrid that can work for a small home or be a critical backup for a larger home, right up to a large microgrid that can work for very large homes or even small commercial businesses.
Okay.
And these microgrids provide the ability to manage all of the sources, so that the utility grid itself, a generator, battery, solar, and then they match that with all of the loads in a home or a building. So really to optimize the system around what we term the three E's, right? So that's energy resiliency, keeping those lights on, which is so important to all of us, especially, you know, in a post-COVID world where so many of us are working and studying from home. Economics. So there's economic drivers to adopt this technology because so many homes, especially in California and Florida, are going to all electric. So electricity plays a really big part of the overall bill. And then environment. A lot of consumers are motivated by being environmental stewards or recognizing environmental issues. So those are really those three E's that our microgrids are designed around.
Well, I met up with Bob Madonna at Savant's headquarters probably four or five years ago, back when I think the Race Point products were just in prototype. So I was seeing some of these things when he first developed them. And he was very excited about this project. You could tell his passion was there for it. As soon as he started showing me a breaker panel, I got a little nervous because it's not my forte, although I am more familiar these days as a homeowner, but the coverage area for me as an editor has always been low voltage. So getting into that high voltage area was a little nervous area. But then, when he had come back to run the day-to-day at Savant at that point, and so I kind of started thinking of Race Point as part of Savant already. That's clearly not the case as this acquisition implies. So what were the advantages, or how can you explain the difference between those two companies' operations? Maybe the advantages of them staying separate until now, and maybe like why it's really cool to important to have them under one umbrella now.
Right. No. Good question. Hindsight's always 20/20 in some of these cases. So, you know, from where we sit today, it seems like a natural, like. But of course, you know, when we started, again, we started with this idea, the first patent on our technology out of Race Point was really around this community energy, this larger story around working with utilities and communities to really make an impact and make a difference when it comes to how do we rethink the grid, across the world, basically, mm-hmm. but certainly across North America. With Savant being a benefit for us to be able to prove out that technology and provide a service to the Savant customer base, right? A number of things happened. I mean, not least of which is this thing called COVID that sort of, you know, turned everything on its head. I'm not saying that's the only reason, but it became more and more clear that especially with the acquisition of GE Lighting, right. as you know, Savant purchased a year ago, really allowing us to take the technology that had been proven out in the luxury space and bring it into the mainstream, mm. right? Bringing the cost down, bringing it to a population who are now all living and working and going to school from home. And these issues become more and more clear. So maybe we can reach a wider population by going through the utilities, but also by going right through to homeowners and communities together.
Right.
And so it was just, the timing was right. It was a natural fit. And we're really fortunate. I mean, the teams work great together. They have for a long time, but there's a different level of synergy and integration and cohesiveness that was really important to move us forward.
How big of a company had you been operating before? Until now, and now it's part of Savant, but how big was Race Point as a number of employees, I guess, would be?
Just over 40
okay.
total. And we are located a bit distributed. We have an office just outside San Francisco, one in Portland, Oregon, and another down in Massachusetts.
Okay. And GE Lighting was a sizable acquisition as well in terms of employees. So the company has gotten quite a bit larger overall.
Yes.
And with COVID, I'm sure everyone was working virtually there for a while. And so you've mm-hmm. gotten used to this whole hybrid kind of work environment that all these new partnerships of being under the same umbrella, people can be anywhere almost at this point. But how important is it to have like an engineering team that is intense as you've got there with the Savant Power to be in a physical location together versus hybrid or virtual?
Yeah, it's been really interesting because unlike GE Lighting or even Savant Power, Race Point before that, was used to working remotely, right? We were a small team. A lot of people were already working from home. We were really used to being distributed.
Okay.
But Energy Solutions You know, as you said at the beginning, it's high voltage.
Yeah.
We have to, and I've just been so impressed at the creativity and the scrappiness of the team to figure out how to make this happen. Mm. We have a couple of great electricians on staff that have helped to make sure that everyone's really safe in how they work, but being able to install solutions in certain homes for particular developers, and then having we have had to have a couple of office locations for the bigger parts of the system. And that, I have to admit, that was tricky, managing that through COVID to make sure, you know, everybody was safe. But they really pulled together, and the productivity over this past year and a half, and what we've been able to do. Like I said, the products were already developed and released into this luxury channel, but this sort of next generation for a wider market. I've been really impressed with the whole team, how far we've come.
Hey, you mentioned the GE Lighting acquisition, and I mentioned as well. How much overlap or partnership potential is there with the engineering team there? Are you able to work together at all, or is it completely separate business entity in that regard? And it's really just that consumer connection that's going to be the advantage of that partnership.
No, it's quite a significant integration, and we're lucky for it. It's interesting. You take this iconic company like GE Lighting that's been around over 100 years, and they're very process driven. There's just so much talent on the team, both in the States and in China, and then you take this small little sort of startup mentality coming out of a lot of out of West Coast, very young team, and it's been a very fruitful partnership, right? So we've integrated the teams. We have some of the GE Lighting folks working on helping. A big task for us was to cost reduce our product, right? So that's been a big focus for us, to be able to make sure our product gets out to everyone and everyone can benefit, especially if it's through the utilities. And so the teams have worked incredibly well together, and bringing it back to COVID is, normally if you were to integrate teams, you'd be doing some in-person work. And so the idea that a lot of the integration has happened between GE Lighting and Savant, and now Savant Power, through this more remote work environment speaks volumes to how engaged people have been to work together. But no, it's pretty involved, I'd have to say.
That's good to hear. Yeah. I wanted to get a handle on the competitive landscape a little bit, not to name names or talk about who the competition is, but when you're talking RacePoint originally or Savant Power now, over other smart electrical panel solutions or microgrid kind of opportunities, and maybe there isn't anything that correlates directly with everything that you're doing, but how would you say you stack up in terms of saying what the competitive advantage would be to go with Savant Power, if you're looking at this?
Sure. Well, let's break it into two categories. So the smart electrical panel, and then the microgrid. So for our smart electrical panel, there's a couple of other products on the market today, pretty new out there. And what's interesting about Savant Power solution is that we've actually been deployed for quite a long time, you know, what's considered a long time in this space, because we got out so early. We didn't do a lot of marketing and sort of tooting our horn about it, because we're in this sort of niche market. But when we set out to do this product, we made this really deliberate decision not to do a proprietary panel. And what I mean by that is most of the options that are on the market, I think all of the other options that are on the market today are a proprietary panel, meaning that your electrician goes out and takes your panel out and puts in this new, you know, self-contained panel. What we did is we made a deliberate decision to work with all the existing leading brands on the market today. So we make a companion module, which is not a breaker, but a companion to a breaker. Mm-hmm. So it fits in any standard electrical panel. So whether it's Schneider or Eaton or Siemens or ABB, it plugs in, and for every one of our companions, it can do revenue grade energy monitoring control of two regular breakers, no matter what the vendor is, right? So you have our our savant manager that does sort of the brains of the operation, and then our companions. And the companions get installed with you. The electrician has your for existing home, you already have your panel and any empty slots you can put our companions in, or for a new construction. So the idea is that regionally, there's a shift in we wanted to work really closely with the trades and trades. And so we have a couple of electricians on staff that have helped develop the product, both in terms of this architecture, but also in the installation and configuration of it. So if you're up in the Pacific Northwest, your electricians up there are probably using Eaton panels. And if you're in the New England, maybe they're using Schneider. And so our product works with any of them, but still offers the whole breadth of features that an intelligent panel would offer, such as insights into your energy, revenue grid energy monitoring, control and prioritization of your loads in a grid outage, those sorts of things. So I guess that would be the difference on the electrical panel. You still want to hear about the
Yeah, let's talk about the microgrid. Yeah.
Okay. So as you know, there's a lot of battery storage options.
Sure.
I won't name all the people on, but it's a good thing, right? It really is, because homeowners and businesses have the option to participate in their own energy resiliency. Battery prices are dropping quite a bit. So this is a good thing across the board. Most of what's on the market today are battery solar solutions. So you buy a battery, it works with your solar, or maybe in some case it works with your generator, and that's what you're buying is backup storage. What Savant Power sells is a true microgrid. Remember, like our foundation was around supporting the utility grid. And so what we've done here is we've created a mini version of that, or a micro version of that, to create a microgrid. So what our microgrid does is it takes all of the inputs of power, the grid and solar and generator, but it also takes all of the loads, right, through our load management system, and then it optimizes those. So it really acts like your own microgrid, as opposed to just backup storage. And it offers you a lot of features like preparing for a storm, or capitalizing on electricity prices, or making sure your solar is utilized locally. There's a lot of features that are embedded in that that product.
Yeah, it gives me a much better idea then, for sure. Thank you for that explanation. And I do want to continue our conversation with Professor Anna DeMeo about her work on the academic side. But we'll be right back after the short break.
Founded in 2005 by a team of highly skilled audio veterans, Wet Sounds is an award-winning, Texas-based marine audio company, bringing a level of performance, style, and durability unparalleled in the audio industry. Wet Sounds is proud to introduce you to the Venue Series 110-volt, 1200-watt 4-channel amplifier system. The VS1200 amplifier was specifically designed to power Venue Series products while utilizing a 110-volt power source. Included is the VS-LS-ENC, a purpose-built landscape enclosure designed to house the Wet Sounds VS1200 amp with a plug-and-play media center in harsh outdoor environments. Learn more, visit wetsounds.com.
Welcome back. I'm talking with Anna DeMeo, the president of Savant Power. So Anna, I was looking over your LinkedIn profile and saw your teaching background. And could you just briefly kind of go over what you've done on the academic side, where you've taught, and what you've taught?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So let's see. I actually started off in the industry space. I actually worked for the Bob Madonna, who's the founder of Savant, and he started a company in telecom in the late 80s,
right,
early 90s. And I worked, as many of us did, which is a testament to him, many of us at Savant today and Savant Power worked back then in the telecom industry with him. And then after leaving that and doing a few other startups, I decided to move into the academic space. And I did a PhD that was really interdisciplinary. So it was microgrid technology, incremental capital investment, and community engagement. And the idea is that energy solutions really have to be multidisciplinary. multidisciplined, right? So you can have the greatest technology, but if it doesn't make sense business-wise, or if community and consumers won't adopt it, then it's not just going to sit on a shelf. And so that was the premise of my research. I did worked a lot on community energy, both in the US and overseas, primarily in Europe, and then was working on a grant I had to do a microgrid on an island off the coast of Maine that combined modeling tidal, wind, solar, storage, but also demand management, which really was the premise for RacePoint's original product line. And I did this teaching at a small school off the coast of Maine called College of the Atlantic. And then later on, I joined the Faculty of Sustainable Design Engineering at UPEI.
Well, that's interesting the way it's all intertwined there with Bob Madonna and his focus then changing or expanding into this area. So great long-term partnership you two have had there. That worked out really well. Can you just briefly, I know we've got to wrap up, you've got a time constraint, but I know that custom integrators were part of this process in the lead up to this change here to Savant Power and the advance toward more consumer friendly type products. But how comfortable do you think custom integrators have become with this as part of their smart home offering? And maybe what advice do you give to those who are just sort of sticking their toe in the water, not quite sure about it yet?
So you said that you were down around talking with Bob maybe 5-6 years ago when this all kicked off, and he asked me, I was still teaching at the university at the time, but he asked me to come to one of his integrator conferences he had that Savant holds for all of their dealers, and introduced me to talk about energy. And he introduced me and he said, you know, you probably never even thought about this and don't care about it, but I want you to listen to Anna, and then trust me, you're going to care about it in a few years. It's a hard way to get called on stage. It's like, but you know, he was spot on. It started off probably a lot of integrators will it'll resonate the idea that consumers are concerned about dirty power that's noisy and impacts some of the electronics, right? And that was sort of a first seedling into this. And then it's grown, right? Because there's places like California that have rolling blackouts. So people are spending literally millions on their home. And then there are these rolling blackouts that put them in the dark for 4 hours. Texas, what happened there recently with these large power outages. So I don't think you can but help see the need for reliable power today and the investment in it. And backup generators only go so far and have a lot of shortcomings themselves, fuel supply, noise, and whatnot. So I think that at least many integrators I've talked with are very excited about this space, excited to add it. There is this sort of low voltage, high voltage piece of it. And so whether we're doing what we can to partner integrators with electricians where it makes sense, making sure we have electricians who are trained in this technology, so they can be the most help for the integrators. So I would say mostly the response has been really positive. And as far as sort of first steps, one thing I always say is with our electrical, smart electrical panel, I always say that that's a way to get a house energy ready, right? So if you're building a house and you install a smart electrical panel, then after that, whether you add solar or a generator or later on a microgrid, you are energy ready in that home.
Very good. Anna DeMeo, thank you so much for joining me today. It was great chatting with you.
Thanks for having me.
Anna DeMeo is president of Savant Power. You can learn more about the company at savantpower.com. That wraps up today's show. If you're new to Residential Tech Talks, please subscribe to the weekly podcast and consider rating and reviewing us wherever you listen to or watch us. Also, check out all the latest residential tech news at the magazine's website, restechtoday.com, where you can also subscribe to the bi-monthly print or digital magazine and to the Tuesday and Friday newsletters. Until next time, please stay safe, stay inspired, and let us know if you have a great story to tell.
Residential Tech Talks. Lighting specialist to Arc Residential Tech Talks.
home automation, smart device, home or smart house.